Unit 13. Learning to draw. 13A. The right side of your brain. Exercise 2.
A lot of people think that they can't draw. I don't think that I can draw. But you obviously feel that you would be able to teach most people to draw in some sort of way.
That's right. Everybody can learn how to draw. And I tell you why that is. Most people simply don't use their brain the right way.
Exercise 3.
A brain is like a walnut with two halves, a left side and a right side. The left-hand side we use for language. We speak with that side, we read, we make sums, do calculations, keep time, all the kind of practical sides. And as a result, that's the side most people use most of the time. The right-hand side is the imaginary side, the side we use for dreaming, for enjoying abstract things maybe, like colors and nature and that kind of things. It's also the side we use for drawing. What you must learn to be able to see like an artist is to shift from the left side to the right side. And that is something everybody can learn.
Exercise 4.
So how do you move from using one side of the brain to using the other side?
Well, it's just a question of learning to reuse that side, because we all used the right side when we were children and everybody could draw without worry everything that they wanted to draw. And then when you're about 12, suddenly you want to draw it exactly right, as what you think is exactly right, and discover you can't do it anymore and stop drawing. So you have to learn again to use your brain in that free and open way.
Why is it that children stop using that side of the brain? What happens to them at that age to make them stop using both sides of their brain?
They go to secondary school and they suddenly have to do lots of homework, lots of mathematical things, and their whole education is geared towards using the left side, and the right side is simply not considered important.
13B. A drawing exercise. Exercise 2.
You see that drawing? It's upside down. Now, don't turn it around till you finish this exercise. And that's important. Are you ready? Take a pencil and a paper. You're going to copy this drawing, but you're starting at the top of the drawing, and don't think about what it is, don't name the things, simply move from line to line, look at the line in relation to another line, like a jigsaw puzzle, put the pieces together. Work your way slowly through the drawing. And once you started to draw, you'll find that you become very interested in how those lines go together. Just look at the lines and take your time. Look at the spaces between them. Everything you have to know is there right in front of your eyes. Just continue to copy. Move from one line to another.
Exercise 3.
Have you finished your drawing? Then you can turn the book upside down. The drawing in it becomes now the right way up. Compare the two drawings. How does that look? Now you see that everybody can learn how to draw.